We're going to get into cases of competition. The case I advertised, and that's the case from this new sefer I picked up, Mishpatei Halevi. Anyway, so it's a new sefer, and he has a shaila like this. Reuven sent Shimon to go pick up an esrog for him. And Shimon gets to the esrog store, and he finds out that there is a big shortage of esrogim. And this is, in fact, the last mehudar one that's there. So he went, and he bought it for himself. He says, I'll take it for myself. And Reuven says, where's the esrog? And Shimon says, sorry, there are none left now. I got the last one. So, did Shimon do anything wrong? Can Reuven get the esrog? Now, this happens a lot. Like, you tell someone to go, and you see an ad in the paper, and he says, I can't go there. Can you pick that up for me? There's a sale. And he goes there, and he likes it so much, he takes it for himself. Right? You sent him there, and he takes it for himself. It happened to me. Someone asked me to order some svarim from New York, so I have the, I had my svarim, and then he adds his. He said, "Pick me up this sefer also." He perushi agra, and it came, and I liked that sefer so much. I thought maybe I should take it for myself, and I give it to him. So my answer was, I gave it to him, and I got another one myself. But could I have a good conscience and halachically taken a sefer for myself? Another shaila that Mishpatei HaTorah brings up, Rabbi Schwitz, this makes maybe a little bit more meaningful. I mean, a sefer is also meaningful, but this is certainly one of you is meaningful. That Reuven asked him, and you're going to the store and get a lottery ticket for me. And he bought the lottery ticket, and he found out that it was a winning number before he gave it to Reuven, and he kept it for himself. He said, and Reuven says, where's my lottery? I forgot to go. Can he take the ticket for himself, legally, halachically? Who won the prize? Right, so all these shailas were going to...
In that case, he didn't give him the money for the lottery.
Well, that's going to be a big issue. In all these cases, did he give him the money, didn't he give him the money? Right, that's going to be an issue. Right, let's assume he gave him the money. Okay, he gave him the money for the ticket. In all these cases, you sent someone as a shliach, and we're doing hilchos shlichus in kuf pei gimel tonight, but it has to do with buying and selling, so it's nogeya. In all these cases, you sent someone with this mission to pick up something from you for you at the store, at the yard sale, at the drugstore, wherever it was, and instead of buying it for you, he kept it for himself. Is he allowed to keep it for himself, number one? And number two, does it work? Halachically, does such a thing work? That's right. Right, so then for sure there'd be no shaila. If you say you're getting one yourself, and again, when you have, there's only one left, so you certainly have the right, you were going yourself. And I think even if the other way, if he said, get me a safe, and you tell him, yeah, I'm going to get one also, it also sounds like a good idea. I don't think there'd be any shaila there also. Here it's where he's telling you to do it and you end up not doing it. That's the shaila. And the Gemara that we're going to deal with is the Gemara in Kedushin, Nun Tes Amid Aleph. There's two stories over there. The Gemara starts off with the it's not in the handout, but the Mishnah says that if you send someone to be Mekadosh and Isha, right, so the Gemara starts off that if you are going to be Mekadosh and Isha, and the Shliach went and took her for himself, The Brice of the Gemara says is Masha Asa Asa. He did it. He canceled the Shlichas, but Shenagba Minigra Mos. He's a Ramai. He's a tricker. He did something wrong. It's Ramos. Right? So, the Shir tonight, we're talking about where does this Minigra Mos come in? What is this? When is there a Minigra Mos and when isn't there? Right? It's done. Masha Asa Asa, but it's still a Minigra Mos. So, the Gemara gives two Meisim. First Meisim was like this. Rabin Chasida, Azel the Gedushe Le Itzel Lebre. Rabin Chasida, he's a Chasid. He went to make a Kedushin for his son to a certain woman. But when he got there, Kishela Nafshay, he married her for himself. In fact, the Gemara of Atanya, which is the Brisa, which just said, Masha also Yel Shenog Bominigra Mos. It works, it's effective for himself. The Kedushin is effective for himself, but what he did was a Minigra Mos. How could he do that? For the Gemara, the Yavon the Alei. The Gemara said, what the Maisa was, Rabin Chasida first said, I want to marry you for my son, and the family refused. They don't want to marry the son. So then he, okay, so do you want to marry me? So they agreed. So if I'm still not right, he should at least tell his son, you know, let him know, you know, they're not letting me marry for you, but I'm going to take it for myself that you shouldn't be a rami. So Gemara says, if you hear someone else, if someone else, you know, hears what's going on, or you just wait, the delay might let someone else get her beforehand. So that's why he didn't have to even tell his son ahead of time. Then a similar maaseh, Rabba bar Bar Chana, Yoy Leilu Zuzi L'Rav. Rabba bar Chana gave money to Rav. Amen, he said, Zavna Niyali L'Hayara, buy for me this land. Also Zavna L'Nafshe, he went and he bought the land for himself. Effective, the same kasha. It's a ramos. You did it. It's effective, but it's not right. You go steal the house away from this other guy. You know, you tell him you're from out of town and buy that house for me. I see it's on sale, and you buy it for yourself. So Gemara says, "Bagad alimi havu." It was a tough neighborhood over there. The Rav no gave a kavod. For Rav, they would give him kavod, and it'd be okay to buy it for Rav himself. But they didn't let any old person buy it. Rav, they would sell it to. But the Rabbah Bar Chana, but they wouldn't sell it to Rabbah Bar Chana. So Gemara, it's the same kash. I don't have it on the handout. There wasn't room. So why didn't he tell Rav that it wasn't working out? Rabbah Bar Chana, that it wasn't working out. So Gemara says, Savard hachi v'hachi asinu shachrini zavon. He was worried. In the meantime, it's, you know, real estate is tough. You know, it's a hard market for real estate. You leave a house for one day, you leave a property for one day, you lose it. So he said, I can't wait, I'm going to buy it for myself. So this Gemara is paskin in halacha, that the Shechnar Kuf Pei Gimel Sif Beis paskins Hanosin Masl Chaveiro, someone gives money to his friend, Liknus Lo Karko Metatlin, to buy either land or Metatlin for him, Viniach Mos Chaveiro Etzlo, and he left his friend's money aside, Vahalach Lekana La Asim Ibn Osov, and he used his own money to buy the property, or the Metatlin, Masha Asa Asoi, what's done is done, Barehu Bechal HaRamayim, but he is called a Ramad. And the Shulchan, I didn't put it in either, it wasn't ruined, but and the Shulchan goes on to say, but if they won't sell it to the first person, or it's not good for the first person for some reason, you're allowed to buy it for yourself as long as you tell him. And if by telling him you'll end up losing it, so then you don't have to even tell him. Right? That's all brought in halacha.
So is it better to tell somebody to buy the thing without giving them the money and then...
We're going to get to the whole thing. What are the rules that trigger this halacha of Ramos? The note of Yehuda has a chiddush. He says that the Ramos here isn't so much that you bought it for yourself, and instead of being a shliach for the other guy. The note of Yehuda says the Ramos is that you didn't do what the shliach asked you to do. You asked someone to do something for you. I asked you to buy a property for me, to buy a sofa for me, buy a lottery ticket for me, buy a safer for me, and you end up not doing it. I was relying on you, and you not keeping your trust, my trust in you, that's a ramos. And he goes even so far to say it might even be called a rasha. If someone's relying on you to do something and you don't do it, that's a ramos. The fact that he ended up buying it for himself, that's icing on the cake. He says that doesn't make it any more ramos. It's a big chiddush, he's saying. And he makes a nafkamina lalacha. He says that suppose the Reuven told Shimon to buy that property for me or whatever it was, and then Shimon told Levi to buy it for himself, so you think it's ain shliach ledvar aveira, because Shimon telling Levi to do something to be his shliach for him, and it's an aveira for him to buy it for himself. So he says no, the aveira was done as soon as Shimon decided not to do what Reuven asked for. Him telling Levi to buy it for himself, that doesn't add any more ramos to it. That's what the note of Yehuda holds. There are those that disagree with it, because we'll see soon that it seems that there is a chiluk whether you actually did it or not, but that's what the note of Yehuda holds. The second thing Josh was asking, that you see from the Shulchan Aruch, it seems that it's only because he gave him the money, right? Hanosin mos l'chaveiro, you gave him money and he didn't do it. That's when I'm relying on you. I give you money, I ask you to do something and you don't do it. So that's a ramos. But if I just ask you to do a favor, put out your money for it, and you fail to do it. So that the Pischei Choshen wants to say, could be it's not a Ramos, but he brings the Chazon Ish that says even then it's wrong. If the Ramos is someone is relying on you, and you fail to do what you were asked to do, that's a Ramos. Whether he gave you the money or he didn't give you the money, either way, you have done something wrong. That's what the Chazon Ish paskens.
Is that within the time frame?
That's a good question also. Yeah, it means in a normal amount of time. I think it'll be, but we'll see another thing soon. There's another issue. The Ran, let's see the Gemara, the second Gemara I have on the first side of the handout. The Gemara is talking about the halacha that Rava says that if you can't do something, you can't do it b'vasachas. If you can't do, his case is like, if you can't, the Gemara says, if you can't marry two sisters one after another, because once you marry the first sister, the second sister, the Kedushin won't be chal because it's achos isha. So you can't do it b'vasachas either. You can't say to two women, two sisters at the same time, here is the money and I want to be married to both of you at the same time. That's the Gemara's rule. And the Gemara asks Akasha, that the Braisa says that if someone had two daughters and he told the Shliach to, and he was mekabel money from a man for his daughters, it says the Kedushin works. And the Gemara says, when will it work? You can't be talking where he has more than one daughter, because if it doesn't work for Zerach HaZeh, it won't work with Asachas, you won't know who it's for. So the Gemara says, talking where he has one older daughter and one younger daughter. The older daughter, he can't be a Shliach for, because she makes her own decisions by now. But the Ketana, he has one Ketana, and that's the one that he's Mekabel the Kedushin for. That's what the Gemara says. So now, that's where we pick up the Gemara on the handout. He only has one adult daughter and one minor daughter, so that we can assume that the Kedushin he accepted was for his Ketana. What's the Chiddush? Of course, he only has one daughter he can marry when he gets the Kedushin. It's certainly for the one that he has the right, the authority to marry off. So Gemara says, no. We're talking here where the older daughter had made him a shliach to accept Kedushin for her. And now, when we have a choice. Who's he taking the Kedushin for? Is he taking it for the minor daughter, the Ketana, who he has authority to take all Kedushin for? Or is he doing it for his adult daughter, who made him a shliach to accept the Kedushin from that person? So Gemara says, since he gets a gain from his marrying off his Ketana, we assume that that's the, he gets the Kesef Kedushin, he keeps that money, we assume that that's the one that he was marrying off, the one where he's going to get a financial benefit from, and not from the older one, from which he will not get a financial benefit. That's what the Gemara says. So the Ran says, from here we see, that if you go and say that you send a shliach, right? Here his daughter made him a shliach to marry off him to a person. So same thing. If someone sends you to buy a field for him, and you go and you buy it for yourself, so we assume, and it's a shaila, do you mean to buy it for yourself or buy it for that person? We can assume that you meant to buy it for yourself, because you get personal gain from buying the field. You don't get any personal gain from that person. What do we do with the Gemara that we first saw that says that you're a Ramai? If someone sends you to do something and you don't do it, you're a Ramai. So he says, the Ran says, that's only talking where he sent you to take a specific field. Buy me that field on that house on 6616 Shelwood Road. Buy me that house and you go and buy it for yourself, then you're a Ramai. But if you just tell someone, go buy me a house, and you start looking around and you take that looks good for me, and you take it for yourself, so then you're not a Ramai, because you can still buy another house for him. You weren't mevatel his trust at that point. The only time that you have this Ramos, according to the Ran, based on this Gemara, is where the person said, buy me that specific item. It's a yard sale. Buy me that sofa that's in the papers there. There's one over there. Get it for me. And you go and take it. Then you are a Ramai. But if you tell someone, go to Sears and buy me a sofa over there, and you know they have 100 of them, and you just decide to buy it for yourself at that point in time, you're not a Ramai, because like Josh is saying, there's still time value. As long as it's not too long, you could still go and be mekayim your shlichus and buy another sofa. That's what the Ran says. And the Shulchan Aruch seems to say the same thing. The Rama brings that Ran also. Now the Shulchan Aruch in the second section in the handout over there in Sif Aleph says halacha like this: Hanosin Maas L'Shlucho. If someone gives money to a shliach, Lignas L'Schara Yedua, to purchase a specific merchandise, Schara Yedua, a specific item. Below Lacha, and he didn't buy it for him. Ain lo alav al tarumas. He only can have complaints about him, because we'll see what it means. Because v'im Yedua Shalakach. But if he bought it for himself, the most using the sender's money, then most of men of al kachlo, he loses the item. So that second halacha we'll talk about later. But the first halacha is saying that if he sends money for a schara yedua, for a specific item, and he didn't do it, there's only complaints. You don't remove it from his property. On that, the Sma says that schara yedua is lav dafka. He says, that doesn't have to mean that I told you to buy that one suit that the tailor made. I told you to go to the store to buy me a suit. And you went and bought the suit for yourself. That's already, you could have Tarumas. And he says it's also called a Ramai, like we had in Sif Beis. The Taz disagrees, and he says, we just learned the Ran, and the Ran seemed to have a good Raya. And the Ramah paskins it, that you're only called a Ramai when the person asks for a specific thing. If he asks for nothing not specific, so then there's tarumas, you have complaints, but you're not called a ramai. Right, so there seems to be this, there is a machlokas. So we have a machlokas achronim now. Even though we said if a shliach sends you to do something and you fail to do it, you're called a ramai. There's a machlokas if that applies when he told you, buy me that specific one of a kind item, and you fail to do it. Or if maybe, if he tells you to buy that, or even if he tells you to buy me an item, buy me a suit, buy me a sofa, buy me a lottery ticket, and you don't do it, you buy it for yourself. So in that case, according to the Sma, you're still called a Ramai, but according to the Taz, you're not a Ramai, but he could at least have tarumas on you. That seems to be a machlokas. So in these cases we were talking about, but there'll be a difference between the lottery ticket, the sofa, the safer, the esrobe, right? If he asks for a specific one, even if he asks for buy me an esrog, and you know there's only one left, so I think that also would be the same halacha, because you can't do your shlichus anymore. So the halacha at this point would be like this: if someone sends you, and we said there seems to be an issue whether he gave you money, let's say he gave you the money for it, and maybe even if he didn't give you the money, but he said, I'm sending you on this shlichus to buy me that certain item. If he said a specific item, or it's a one-of-a-kind item, and you failed to do it, so then for sure, you're a ramai. It's done. You own it. He doesn't own it because you used your money and you bought it for yourself. But you're a ramai. If he said, in the case of the lottery ticket, right, so I bought the lottery ticket for myself, so then according to the Taz, I might not be a Ramai. He could have complaints against me, but I'm not a Ramai. The safer, if there's another safer available in this store, and I just took this one, and you know that came to me, and you could always get another one at the store, so then I'm not going to be a Ramai because there are other Sfarim available. I didn't really breach his trust yet because I bought this for myself. I'll do your shlichus another time. I'm not a Ramai at that point. But there is a machlok. The Sma does seem to say it applies across the board, and even according to the Taz, there's still tarumas, so it doesn't seem to be a good thing to do if someone, lamaisa, if someone asks you to do something for them, to buy this for them, and they give you the money, and even if they don't give you the money, and you get to the store, you get to the place, and it looks like it's a good thing for yourself, unless it's not good for them for some reason, like the case in the Gemara, it's a rough neighborhood, or it's they won't sell to that other person. But if it's something that is good for that person and you just want it for yourself, it would seem that it's not a right thing to do to take it for yourself, even though there might be others available. Even right, it doesn't seem that it's the right thing. It might not be a ramai, but at least the person could have tarumas because he sent you to do something and you failed to do that shlichus. if you're going to do it tomorrow, so then it's okay, you'll do it tomorrow. He didn't say do it today, right? He said buy me that safer when you go to the store and you're going to go back, so that's okay. But if you just fail, like we saw from the note of Yehuda, the Ramos, so the note of Yehuda comes from failing to do that person's shlichus. There are those who disagree, but even according to the Taz, failing to do the shlichus, even for a non-specific item, at least there's taruma. So it would seem in all those cases, it would not be a right thing to do to fail to do his shlichus. So that's the first part of this year.
If the person who asked him to do the shlichus made it clear that asked you to do this thing, to buy this or whatever, only insofar as you can, but if you don't, you're not going to have tainus.
So he said, there's not going to be tainus, yeah. If he says, try your best, and if he says, whatever he says is fine. We're only talking where he's relying on you. That's what they're saying. When they relies on you, and there's a whole other sugya we're not going to get into. That's not really nogeya here. If there's something that was time value and it costs him money because of that, right? He has a customer and he says, buy that for me, and because you didn't do it, you took it for yourself, or you didn't do it, he lost a customer, so there could be that you have to pay even losses. That's a whole difference. That's the Nezikin. We had shilas like that in our first series when we talked about Nezikin. But here we're talking Mekach HaMemkar. Someone asks you to buy something and you don't do it. You take it for yourself. It's for sure tarumas, and it might even be ramos and even a rasha if you take it for yourself. Certainly, if he asks you for that one last thing that's there, or that only one of a kind thing, and you took it for yourself, that's a ramos. And even if it was something that there are others available, at least there is tarumas. That's what it seems to be clear. Now, there's another stira. The Rani has another kasha. In the Tosefta and the Yerushalmi, like here we're saying that it works. When you take it for yourself, it's yours. The only thing is, it might be a Rama, it might be Tarumas, but you at least own it. The Rani has a Kasha that there's a Befeyusha Yerushalmi that says, so in the third section of the handout, Hanosi Mosel Chaveir Likach Lopeyus Lemachzischar, if you gave money to your friend to purchase some produce and you'll split the profit with him, and he didn't do it. He just didn't do it. Ain olav el tarumas. There's only tarumas. But if he bought it for himself, then motzi mimena bal karcha, you can take it away from him. But until now, we were saying that if he fails to do the shlichas and he takes it for, he marries that woman for himself, or he buys the field for himself, he owns it. Masha asa asoy. Except there might be ramos. But the Yerushalmi says that you take it away from him. It's illegal. It's an ineffective sale because he's the shliach, and what he does is for the mishaleach. Right? So the Ran asks, how can you reconcile the Gemara in Kedushin with the Yerushalmi? So the Ran gives a simple teretz, and he says the difference is, whose money did you use? The Gemara in Kedushin, even though the Gemara said that Rabba Bar Bar Chana gave Rav money, and Rav went and bought the field for himself, but Rav didn't use the money that Rabba Bar Bar Chana gave him. Rav used his own money. So if you use your own money, so then you're not a shliach anymore. You were rotten and you're a Rama, you're not doing it. But you're not the shliach, so when you bought it for yourself, except you're called a Rama. But if you use the money that he gave you, and you take that money that he gave you, and you go and buy the lottery ticket, or you go and buy that field, even though you think you're buying it for yourself, but you are carrying out that shlichas, and the thing belongs to the sender. It's a big chiddush. Right? You're doing the same thing. It makes a difference whose money you use. Right? There's this minig that when you get someone shliach mitzvah gelt, you tell them that you can change the money. Right, because there seems to be a difference in the money. The Divrei Chaim says he passes out halacha like that. He has that shaila. Someone bought a lottery ticket and it was a winning number, so he says it belongs to the sender. Pesachei Choshen says it might depend. Suppose you bought a lottery ticket, you wanted to buy one for yourself also. He said buy a lottery ticket. You went and bought one for the sender, for Reuven, and then you bought one for yourself. Right, how do you tell whose ticket is which? One of them wins. So who won now? Right, you bought one ticket for him, like he asked. You were not talking about Rama anymore. You bought one ticket for that person, and you bought one for yourself. You use his dollar for one. So the Pesach Choshen says it depends whose dollar was used. Right? The dollar, Reuven's dollar purchased his ticket because you're the shliach for him, and his dollar purchased his ticket. Your dollar purchased your ticket. So you should make sure to see who's which one. He brings from Maral Bach such halacha. He disagrees with it. He brings those that disagree with it, but it'll depend whose dollar you use, he says. And if even those that disagree hold, it might not depend on the dollar, but at least you should be mechalik before they draw it and say, this is Reuven's and this is Shimon's, and that way you'll know whose you carry out the shliach for. But anyway, that's a halacha, and this is brought also in the Shulchan Aruch Siv Gimel, says this halacha. The Shulchan Aruch passes like the Ran, and he says that all this is talking, and that's why they added Moros HaMashalech in the beginning, that this whole halacha of Ramai, that what you did is done, except you're a Ramai, that only applies if you use your own money. But if you use the money of the Meshaleach, you use his money, so then you're his Shliach, and that's the way you reconcile the Gemara to the Yerushalmi. The Ritva gives a different teretz. The Ritva says, Gemara seems to be saying, he doesn't say it, but that's probably what's bothering him. The Gemara in Kedushin seems to say, Rav Bar Chana gave him money, and Rav went and bought it for himself. Whose money did Rav use? Mistama, Rav uses the money that... Well, what's the Gemara say that he gave him the money for? So, the Ritva says, because he used that money. So, how do we answer the Kasha? Why in the Yerushalmi does it say it belongs to the Meshaleach, and the Gemara in Kedushin says it belongs to the Shliach? So the Ritva answers, because we're talking, even though he used the money of the Meshaleach, but he told the seller, or he declared in front of Adam the different ways of saying it, or he said, I'm now borrowing this money, or I'm now stealing this money for myself, and he declared, made a declaration that he's not doing it for the Meshaleach, he's doing it for himself. That's why the Ritva answers the Kasha. So based on these two Terusim, and the Rishonim go along these two lines, there's a big Nachkamin and Halacha, that according to the Ran, if you use the Meshaleach's money, as soon as you use his money, it's all over. You are working for him, and it's his property. You made the kinyan for that Meshaleach. But according to the Ritva, you have a way of getting out of it, possibly by saying in front of Adam or telling the seller. There might be a way to get out of it by saying that even though I'm using the Meshaleach's money, but that's on loan right now. And the Sma says, certainly if you have other money in your pocket or in your house and say, look, I'm using his money now because I left my money at home, and that money is now going to be his, and I'm exchanging that money for my money, so for sure that'll work. And you're really working for yourself right now. The Rama brings both opinions. Right after the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama says, Im Amar HaShliach Lefnei Eidim Shechoz B'Shlichusot, the Shliach declares in front of two witnesses, I am now reneging on my agency, I don't want to be a shliach anymore. Yeshamim de kanala asma. Some say now he acquires it for himself. He'll be a rami, but at least he acquires it for himself. The yeshamim de bechol inyan hu shal meshaleach. Once he's using the meshaleach's money, in all cases, it belongs to the meshaleach. Now, even according to the Shema, the Sma seems to say that if he has that case where he has other money in the house and he just exchanges, so then it's not really the Meshaleach's money anymore. He has other money set aside and it's just convenient for him, so it wouldn't apply to it. That's also a machlokus. The Achronim go and give lists of how to reconcile all these shayos. We're just touching it. We're not going to get to the whole thing. We never go through every single case, but just have some idea of the halachas involved. And Aruch HaShulchan, Paskins L'maisa, that once you use the Meshaleach's money, you are his shliach, and he acquires it, like the Ran said, and like the Shulchan Aruch, and certainly the Sfaradi poskim all go with the Shulchan Aruch also, because even the Rama has a suffix, and the Shulchan Aruch says clearly that if you use the sender's money, it's his. So there's nothing to talk about. There's one last issue, and let's talk about this lottery ticket. This is the way the Rosh Spitz talks about it. Let's say you bought the lottery ticket using your money. You didn't use the Meshaleach's money. You used your own money. And you gave him the money. At that time you were planning, certainly if you used your money and you changed your mind before you paid for it, we said all along, it's you have the winning number. You might be a Ramai, but you have the winning number because you canceled your shlichus before you even started. But suppose you paid the money, you gave the money for the lottery ticket, but before you took the ticket, at that point you say, you know, I want that ticket for myself. Right, before you took it. So what would you say?
You
pay the money, you pay the dollar.
With your money.
Right, so... But at that time you were planning on being a shliach, but you changed your mind before you got the ticket from the... Huh?
Before you
receive the ticket. Right. So that's what he says. That kinyan keset doesn't work by metatalin. Mashiach makes the kinyan. We learned that even when you have kinyan keset, there's a misha para. Even though it doesn't make a kinyan, there's a misha para to be chozer. So will there be misha para? He says. So they say there won't be a misha para here either, because there's only a misha para between a buyer and a seller. Right. The buyer say, give you the money, so now for me to say, I don't want to buy it anymore, there's a misha para. It's a wrong thing to do. But over here, between the buyer and seller, I'm going through with the sale to the buyer, I'm just canceling my shlichas in between. So the poskim say there's no misha para to cancel your shlichas after you gave money before you had the kinyan. It still could be a rame, it could still be tarumas, but the misha para that the bezin comes and makes the whole thing a misha para, that you won't have over here. So the Pizchi Choshen ends up that way. They seem to all end up that way, that there won't be a Misha Para here, because even though you paid the money, but Kesev's not a Kenyan by Metatlin, like we said all along. And there won't even be a Misha Para, and you'll be over to Yichoser in such a case. So to wrap up, and I think we can now answer all these questions we started with. So what happens? Someone asks you to go to the store and buy something for them, and you don't do it. So, what's the halacha? So the first thing we have to look at is whose money, and you went and you bought it for yourself, say. The first thing we have to look at is whose money did you use? If you use the sender's money, he gave you the money, and you used his money to buy it, so you're his shliach. You're his shliach. So as much as you might be thinking that, you know, I'm wanting it for myself, but you're using his money for his thing. And most poskim hold that in most cases it belongs to the mashaleach, and your efforts were meaningless for yourself. He owns the car, the lottery ticket, the sofa, the esrog. Since you used his money, he asked you to be a shliach. Here's the money, and you went and did it. So you're a shliach. You use his money, and it belongs to the. To the Mishaleach, to that Reuven, even though before you even bought it, you really wanted to use it for yourself. You're using his money, so you're a Shliach for him. That seems to be, in most cases, the one exception might be where you have other money at home and you say that I'm buying it for myself because I have that money over there, I'm switching the money, that's his money now. If you use his money, if you use your own money, so then you have a way out. You're using your money, so you can cancel the shlichus now. If it's before you made the kinyan, you can cancel the shlichus. You can effectively cancel the shlichus. So at that point, if you buy the lottery ticket and you say, "I want to buy it for myself. I want that safer for myself. I want the." Right, in my case, forget that case. But you say before you give in the money, before anything, you say you want it for yourself. So at that point in time, you will have the kinyan. But now you have the issue: are you a ramai? So we saw that some posts can hold you a ramai across the board, no matter whether it's something that's available other places or even there, or if it's a one of a kind thing, you're still called a ramai according to the Taz. The Rama seems to hold that way. You'd only be called a Ramai if he asked you to get a one-of-a-kind item and you took it for yourself, and now you can't do the Shlichus anymore. But if it was something that's widely available, so then you wouldn't be a Ramai, but there would still be a Din of Tarumas, even according to the Taz. If you use your money and you were planning on using it for him, right? I ordered this Svarim, I sent a check, I suppose I used a credit card, which we said that would be giving him kesef, and then I get the safer, and before I pick it up for the other person, I say, this looks good for me. So even though I had done the shlichus with the kinyan kesef isn't a kinyan by metaltalin. If it was a house that I gave the kesef for, it's real estate, so then the kesef would have been a kinyan, even though I used my own money, At that point in time, I was using it as thinking as a shliach. I'd be a shliach, and the mishaleach would acquire it. If it's metatlin, I still have time to retract the shlichas, to cancel the shlichas until I do a mishicha. So, a lottery ticket. He asked you to buy a lottery ticket. There's plenty of lottery tickets. You can even buy the same number again. Right? There's plenty of lottery tickets there. So, we'll just go through the cases. Let's say he gave you the dollar, and you used his dollar for the lottery ticket. So, it's certain that, and you did mishicha, you didn't change anything. So, and even if you did, it's too late. You are, according to most poskim, you have bought the winning number for that person, and he wins the lottery. If you use your own dollar, and before you give in the dollar, you have in mind already that you're not doing it for that person, you're doing it for yourself, so then you win the lottery because you cancel the shlichas. You might be called a ramai, right? That'll be machlokas isma and ataz, whether you're called a ramai or maybe it's just tarumas. He'll certainly have tarumas if it's the winning number. He has a good reason to complain against you, especially if he gave you the numbers, right? That certainly will be a tarumas. If you use your money and you're still planning on to be a shliach, and then you change your mind before you did mashicha on it, so then also, even though you were planning on being a shliach at the time of kesef, we said you can still retract the shlichas because the kesef isn't a kinyan by mitatlin. It's only when you actually handle it, then it will become yours. So, same thing will be with the esrog. He asks you to buy the esrog. You get to the store; it's the one of a kind esrog. There's none left like that. So, if you use his money, it's his esrog. If you use your money, it's your esrog, but you're a ramai. If there are other esrogim available, it might be tarumas. Right? Even though you use your money and it's yours, but you're still a ramai, there's still tarumas. So, the mice is, it's a tough thing in most cases where someone's relying on you and you fail to keep his trust. It's not usually going to be a right thing to do, unless the only really out we had was if it's something they won't sell it to him or it won't be good for him for some reason. So then, lechachila, you should tell him, look, I'm at the store here, or I see it's not going to be good for you, it's not big enough for your family, it's not good for you, I'm taking it for myself. So then there's no ramos left. If you're worried that in the meantime you'll lose it, so then you don't even have to inform him, and even in that case you also won't be called a ramah.